Great. And now you're glad to be here. And I'm going to just briefly tell you that tea and coffee will still be served in the community hall following our worship. There will be a short open air on the triangle at 12:05. And a reminder to the band and the songsters that rehearsals start again this coming week. Remind you of the 9th of September, the Stride and Ride. If you're not on the volunteers list, that's great because it's full up. But if you want to do a donation, I'm sure on that day you can come along and give a donation towards it. On the 10th of September, there's Praise on the Prom at 3:30, and it's down by the hut in the Spa Gardens, and the band and songsters will be providing the music. I'm sure that you've picked up the core bulletin as you came in through the door, but if you haven't, make sure you get one before you leave so you know exactly what's happening in the coming days. Now, just to hand over to the captain. Captain.
Good morning, everyone. Morning. It's good to be with you today. What would happen if John didn't hand over to me? I was wondering as he said that. I don't know, but he has anyway. And here we are. Our meeting today is going to be slightly different because I think it's important that we engage with Scripture, that we engage in prayer, and that we engage in worship in different kind of ways. But the theme for this morning is going to be transforming lives, transforming church. And I am going to expect you to participate at various points during the meeting. We are going to sing an action song. It would be a shame if we didn't. People are always commenting to me, "Paul, why do you insist so much on it?" Because it's fun. And because it's important. And because these songs remind us of important truths. These songs challenge us to step outside of the box in terms of our worship. That's why we do them. For some people, movement is important. That's why we do it. That's why we do it. But at 2 points during this meeting, I will invite you to participate. There'll be a point at which I'm going to invite you to testify. And this is going to be the model of the testimony. I'm going to ask you to complete the blanks in this phrase. I once was blank, blank, blank. But now I'm blank, blank, blank. So have the chance to think about it. How do you fill the blanks in? In John chapter 9, it was, "I once was blind, but now I see." What is your testimony of transformation? "I once was, but now I'm." Fill the gaps your own way. And later on in the meeting, we'll also have an opportunity to pray about the world. Pray about things that are on our minds. And I'll ask you to shout out a topic of prayer. And then we'll respond to that. And with a response that will be shown here. So be prepared. Start thinking about it. What is your "I once was" testimony? Be prepared to share that later in the minute. In the meeting, what are the topics of prayer that are on your mind in the world around you? Topics of intercession that are weighing you down at the moment and that we can lift up to God in prayer this morning. But let's begin by joining together with a prayer which will be displayed here on the screens before you. Let's pray together. Lord, we are here to worship you. Would you meet us through your Spirit? Teach us through your word. Show us where we need to change. And give us all we need to serve you in the world. For the glory of your name. Amen. What a prayer. What a prayer. Our first song this morning is "Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven." I invite you to stand as we join together in sung worship.
Thank you.
Amen. Please take your seats. And a verse well chosen for the band to sing, I think, maybe. But we join together now in listening to the band with an arrangement entitled Just As I. I'm always really impressed when things come together like that, because I didn't ask Kevin to play Just As I Am, but it fits the theme. It's wonderful, isn't it? It fits that theme of transformation. We're going to watch a short little video clip right now. We love makeover TV shows, don't we, in this country, whether it's Clothes, that was a few years ago, then it was Property. If you go into the kind of bigger number channels on Freeview, it will be Cars. We love that sense of a makeover. And I suppose, what's it called, that program that everyone loves at the minute, The Repair Shop? It's part of that. It's part of that. So let's watch this video together. is it worth it? I don't know. I find it 14 quid down the barbers, a quick wash of the face does the job. But not everyone is born with such natural attributes as mine. But it's true that we can all change our appearance in so many different ways. But what about our hearts? We can change our appearance so easily. But what about our hearts? Who can change our hearts? Who can help us to be more loving, kind, and generous? And who can give our hearts the makeover that we all need? Well, a good example comes from a man called Zacchaeus. And he certainly needed a heart makeover. You know, he lived in a place called Jericho, and he wasn't a very nice man at all by all accounts. But one day, someone came into town and his life was radically changed. Here's his story.
Stories of the Bible. Zacchaeus. This is Zacchaeus.
Hey there.
Who was a tax collector and very rich. Tax collectors were hated because many people thought they were liars and cheaters.
Boo.
Zacchaeus lived in Jericho, and one day, Jesus was passing through Jericho.
What's going on?
Jesus is here! Woohoo!
Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was.
Hey, excuse me.
Hey, watch where you're going.
But he was too short to see above the crowd.
Ah, that's it.
So he ran ahead to a place where he knew Jesus would come. He climbed to a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus in the tree.
Oh, hey there, friend.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
He said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. I must stay at your house today.
Oh, all right.
Zacchaeus came down quickly. He was pleased to have Jesus in his house. All the people saw this and began to complain.
Ugh.
Look at the kind of man Jesus stays with. Zacchaeus is a sinner. But Zacchaeus said to Jesus, I will give half my money to the poor. If I have cheated anyone, I will pay that person back four times more. Jesus said, salvation has come to this house today.
What?
This man truly belongs to the family of Abraham. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them.
Good. So a real radical transformation, a real significant transformation happened in Zacchaeus' life when he met Jesus Christ, when he met Jesus. So I would like us all together really to have a think. We're going to do a before and after. We're going to kind of consider the transformation that happened in Zacchaeus. Who's got a good handwriting? Who's good at spelling? And that wants Julia, you can come and help me. Lovely, thank you very much. So you can see, sorry band, that's all it is. Picture of a heart, and it says before on it. So I wonder, thinking of Zacchaeus, what words can we use to describe his heart before he met Jesus? Any ideas? Just shout them out. Just shout them out.
Mean.
Mean. That's a good one. Thank you, Dawn. Hard. Thank you, Melvina. And I think I heard hard over here as well. Hard. What else do we know about Zacchaeus? What else, or what else can we guess? Because the text doesn't tell us a great deal, does it? Greedy. Greedy. Yeah, what a shame.
Empty.
Who said that? Thank you very much. Spot on the money. Oh, yeah, what a line. What a line. Anything else? Anything else? What else? We've got a little, some, I wonder if he was lonely. It seems to be the case. Determined. In what sense? And determined in being hard, okay? And determined in hearing Jesus, okay? But remember, we're also going to be talking about the after. Did anything else?
He was a government man,
absolutely. Well, yeah, let's take that. He was a government man. There's the Scottish subversive coming out here, which we like to hear. Anything else? Any other words to describe Zacchaeus? Unfriendly. Lovely. We're not painting a wonderful picture, are we? A cheat. Oh, goodness me. Goodness me, what do you think about this, Connor? It's not a wonderful picture, is it? It's not a wonderful picture. Yeah. So here we go, he was a cheater. Oh, did you hear the best joke at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival? It's to do with a cheater, but I'll save it for another time. Graham, a collaborator. A collaborator in the negative sense of the term, absolutely. Anything else? Any other words that we can think of? I don't want anyone to be disappointed that they haven't had their say. Haven't heard a great deal from the band, but they can come in when we talk about the change of heart. A chancer. A chancer. That's a good Glaswegian word as well. Lovely. Discontent. Discontented. We're doing very well. What else have I got on my list? I've got cheat, greedy, embezzler, yeah. I've got dishonest, I've got unhappy, I've got hard, I've got cold, I've got selfish, which we hadn't put up, I've got lonely, which we have got, I've got sad, yeah. So there was a lot of bad stuff going on in Zacchaeus' heart, wasn't there? A lot of bad stuff. He might have had all the riches that the world could afford. He might have had a high position in society that might have come with a lot of power, you know, as he was the chief tax collector. But it seems in reality his life was pretty empty, because none of these things, money, position, power, can ultimately satisfy a person. And then Jesus came in to town. And I wonder what Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus that made him so want to see him and to hear from him. Perhaps, you know, it was his own misery, his loneliness and his emptiness that drew him to Jesus. Or perhaps Zacchaeus had heard about the change that Jesus had effected in the lives of other people. But whatever it was, Zacchaeus was desperate to see Jesus. And when he couldn't see him because of the large crowd, well, he took matters into his own hands and he climbed up a sycamore tree so that he could get a good view of what Jesus was doing and saying. So I wonder, how would you have felt if you were Zacchaeus on your tree and this man Jesus, who's obviously attracting quite a significant crowd, well, comes and addresses you, but addresses you by name? He knew. Jesus knew Zacchaeus. Jesus called him by name. Oh, you could have stayed, because there's more to come. Okay. So imagine that. Imagine Zacchaeus' shock when Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. You know, isn't it amazing that with all the crowds around him, Jesus knew him personally. Jesus called him by name. Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was a cheat. He knew he was greedy. He knew he was a very selfish man. But Jesus accepted him and loved him just as he was. Jesus knew that Zacchaeus' life was empty and that he needed a makeover of the heart. So Jesus invited himself to Zacchaeus' home. Nobody else would have wanted to go to Zacchaeus' house as a guest because they all hated him. They knew he was a sinner. But Jesus wanted to go to Zacchaeus' house and spend time with him. So I wonder how Zacchaeus must have felt when Jesus called him down from the tree and they went off over to his house. And I wonder how you would have felt or how you would feel if Jesus said, I'm inviting myself to your house. How would you feel? How would you feel? That what's really interesting, and this is often the case in the New Testament, is that Jesus, we don't know what Jesus said to Zacchaeus. We don't know what Jesus actually said to him when he stayed with him, when he visited him in his house. But we know that what Jesus said to him had a significant impact on him. And it was obvious, I think, to everyone that this significant change had happened. Because this is what he says. So Zacchaeus stands up and he says to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Zacchaeus had a change of heart. Jesus did for Zacchaeus what Zacchaeus couldn't do for himself. Jesus gave him a new heart. So let's get out our second heart now. Let's get our second heart out. Here we go. Julia, I'm going to need you back. And Martha as well, if she's willing. So this is the after picture. And we'll do it. Shall we do it? Nah, red's rubbish for reading, isn't it? We'll still do it in black. So what words can we use to describe Zacchaeus after he met Jesus? Changed. Lovely. And I suppose I've used that word transformation already several times today, but change is a good word to say the same thing, isn't it? Oh, Isla's got something. Oh, I thought you came with a word. Any words? How can we... Hospitable. Yeah, do you know, I think it's really interesting because Jesus forced him to be hospitable. And I think there's a lesson in that for all of us, maybe. What other words can we use?
Kind.
Thanks, Jago. Kind. Absolutely right. It's the very important one. What else can we say then about Zacchaeus after meeting Jesus? What other words? Fulfilled. Thank you very much. You're very disciplined for putting your hand up. It's not school. But thank you very much. Surprised. Yeah, that's a really good one. Anything else?
Generous.
I've got a generous somewhere. Thank you, Bill. Generous.
Included.
He belonged. When he was once lonely, he felt included in something greater than himself. Les?
Happy.
Lovely. I think I'm going to add honest to that, maybe.
Helpful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because people will be maybe questioning his motives. Look at you. Yesterday you were robbing us and now you're Mr. Generous. People are going to be cynical, aren't they? Challenge. Can I keep this going? That's the question for us all, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if we look at the before and after and if we remember the things that we've talked about this morning, there's been a real change, a real transformation in Zacchaeus. We can say the evidence suggests that he's a completely different man. His heart had been transformed. And from that point on, we hope that his life would be different. And now, so Jesus is the same, isn't he? Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be tomorrow. We read that in the letter to the Hebrews. He knows each and every one of us by name. And he loves us. So we may not be sitting up a tree like Zacchaeus, but Jesus knows where we are. Jesus knows how we are responding to him, how we are relating to him. So he knows what we've done. He knows how cold and hard our hearts can be. Yet he says to each and every one of us, I must stay at your house today. Not just today, but every day. Let me offer you a new life. Let me give you a new heart too. So Jesus reaches out to us with great kindness, not with condemnation and criticism. He reaches out to us from the place of having paid the price for our sin. So how will you respond? Will you, like Zacchaeus, gladly welcome Jesus into your life? Or will you stay in the tree, just watching him from a distance? We're going to turn to the worship band now, and we're going to sing a song of testimony, and we're going to say, when I was lost, you came and rescued me. And after that is when we'll have the opportunity to respond with our own testimony. So if you've got one that you're ready to prepare, I'm not asking for an episode here, by the way. I've been very clear, I think. All I'm asking for is, I once was blank, 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 but since meeting Jesus, I am now blank, blank, blank. Yeah? While we sing together, the offering will be taken up as well. Please stand if you're able as we worship together through our singing. Thanks for your help, Julia, and for making it beautiful as well.
When I was lost, you came and rescued me. Reached down into the pit and lifted me. Oh Lord, such love. I was as far as you from I could be. You know all the things I've ever done, but Jesus' blood has canceled everyone. Oh Lord, such grace to qualify me as your own. There is a new song in my mouth. There is a deep cry in my heart, a hymn of praise to Almighty God. Hallelujah. And now I stand firm on this rock. My life is hidden now with Christ in God. The old is gone and the new has come. Hallelujah. Your love has lifted me. Now I have come into your family, for the Son of God has died for me. Oh Lord, such peace, I am as loved by you as I could be. In the full assurance of your love, now with every confidence we come. Oh Lord, such joy to know that you delight in me. There is a new song in my mouth. There is a deep cry in my heart, a hymn of praise to Almighty God. Hallelujah. And now I stand firm on this rock. My life is hidden now with Christ in God. The old has gone and the new has come. Hallelujah. Ooh, your love has lifted me. Your love has lifted me. You love.
Lovely. Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Ben. I'm not going to lie, though. I can't help myself but smile when I read that song. And when I look at you, I worry. And I know that we're not all meant to be exuberant and expressive. And I know that for some of us, our joy is deeper down than others. But if ever we want others to see it, we've got to think about it. We've got to think about how we look. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to worship you here this morning. We thank you that we're able to worship you through speaking to you, that we're able to worship you through playing of instruments, through singing of songs, and through the giving of our financial resources, Lord. We pray that you would bless them. And we pray, Lord, that they would be used for the furthering of your kingdom in this place and in this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So you've had about 40 minutes to think about it. I once was blank, 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 but now I am blank, blank, blank. Oh, June, you're being very... John had said he'd left a mic. Yeah, he had. Here it is. Thank you very much. So I'm coming. So June, I love how fast you were, how quick you were off the mark. That's what we like to see. So I once was blank, 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 but now I'm...
At one point in my life, I was quite a way away from God. I am now a work in progress. And I like being a work in progress because every day I find a new blessing. And my hope is that one day I will have done enough that when I leave this earth, I will secure my place in heaven.
Don't worry, June. Jesus has done enough.
I'd just like to say thank you, God, for lifting me out of that very dark place into your light. Thank you.
Thank you. So you were once in a dark place, but now you are in the light. So I once was X, Y, Z, and now I'm...
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? I once was... Oh, but now I'm...
I once was ill, but now I am gradually getting better.
Amen. Amen. And we thank God for that. We thank God. I once was... Oh, Judy... Oh, sorry, Dennis.
I once was ordinary. Now I'm the child of a king.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I once was, but now I'm.
Unfulfilled. Saved.
I once was unfulfilled, but now I'm saved. Amen to that. Anyone else? I once was blank, blank, blank. But now I'm Glenys.
I was once blind, but now I see.
Amen. Exact quote of John 9. What a chapter that is. I once was, but now I'm. Oh, Derek, you're making me get my steps in today.
Once was bound in the sin, but now I've been set free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That sounds like an old school Salvation Army testimony. We praise God for that fact. Oh, Shirley, here I come. I'm running the relay.
I once thought that I knew best, but now I know that God knows best.
Amen. Amen. That's a hard lesson to learn, isn't it? I once was, but now I'm. Oh, Dawn.
I once was by myself, and now I always have God with me.
Amen. Amen. Graham, I'm coming to you.
I once was lost, but now I have direction.
Janet. God bless you, Janet, and thank you for sharing with us this morning. I once was, but now I'm. How many testimonies have we had this morning? We've had a good number, haven't we? We've had more than a dozen, I would expect. I'll check my count, my step count in a minute. That will confirm it. Are you blessed? Are you encouraged by this? We've all got a story to share. We've all got a story to share, and it doesn't have to be complicated. I once was. And Graham, my version of that would be the same as yours. I understand what you're saying completely. That's what I would say as well. I don't want to disappoint anyone. Anyone else want, preferably not someone at the back, anyone else got a short testimony that they would like to share with us? Let's move on. So we've just heard about Zacchaeus' life and how it was dramatically changed by meeting Jesus. And I hope we've also, well, we have. We've seen how Jesus can change our lives too. And when that transformation occurs, then we're invited to be part of God's family, you know, God's community here on earth, his church. And God's family is meant to look like the community of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we're now going to hear what that community ought to look like. And there's about 15 of you out in the congregation that have got a passage to read. It's going to be in order. I'm going to read from the beginning. I just need you to prevent running around with the mic. I need you to read it nice and loud. So I would like you to stand, please. Read it nice and loud so that we can all hear it. And the reading this morning then is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 21. No, yeah, that is right, yeah. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself as sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you.
For just as each of you has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, through many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good.
Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves.
Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord.
Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality.
Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep.
Let the Lord hear your prayer.
Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but in willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone.
If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's love. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will put a leaden cold in his head.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Thank you, everyone, for taking part in this way. There was a beautiful image of the church, I think, in sharing in that way. And I wonder if you can imagine what the church would be like if we all acted on what we have just heard from these verses from Romans 12. If we were willing to allow what God says to change how we think and then how we behave. Can you imagine what it would be like if we all loved one another so deeply that we never spoke a critical or unkind comment to one another? Can you imagine what it would be like if we were all willing to use the gifts that the Lord has given us so that no one in the church family was overloaded? Can you imagine what it would look like if we all gave generously to those who didn't have as much as we have so that no one went without? A church family that allows the words of Romans 12 to change it by putting them into practice brings huge glory to God and is a very attractive family to belong to. People outside looking in will truly believe that Jesus is Lord when we put these words into application. And with the Holy Spirit's help, we will be more loving, generous, and selfless. So I've got a little outline drawing to show you. And some of you might recognize the profile of our building here. I just kind of drew it on PowerPoint. But you'll recognize an outline of our building. And over the next few moments, we're going to stick these words from Romans 12 onto our building. And it will serve as a reminder of the kind of church, the kind of family that God wants us to be. So I'm going to read out the words, and I'm sorry, you're not going to see it on here as well as I thought you were. The definition isn't as good as I thought it was going to be. But I'm going to read out the themes from Romans 12. And I wonder if during that time as I do it, whether you will allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you and to show you ways in which you need to change so that our church family can bring more glory to God. So I'm going to read that list of words out now, and I'm going to do so prayerfully. And I hope that you receive these words prayerfully and consider the ways in which you can respond. Be humble. We are all different. We belong to one another. Use our gifts. Love genuinely. Love and honor others. Serve passionately. Be joyful, patient, and prayerful. Share generously. Bless the persecutors. Be sensitive. No arrogance. No repaying evil with evil. Live at peace. No revenge. Be kind to enemies. And finally, do good. What an advert we would be to the world if our church looked like that, if we were driven by those ideas from Romans 12, if we were colourful and attractive. So I invite you to join with me in a responsive prayer of confession, which is going to be shown on the screen. Well, your response is going to be shown on the screen before you. And your response is, Father, forgive us and help us to change. Let us pray. As we have allowed the words of Romans 12 to speak to us as a church family, let's ask the Lord's forgiveness for the times where we have not obeyed these words and so have not brought him glory. Father, thank you for calling us into your family where we belong to one another and to you. We are sorry when we haven't loved each other and together. Father, forgive us and help us to change. We are sorry when we have failed to use our gifts to serve you. Father, forgive us and help us to change. We are sorry when we haven't been prayerful. Father, forgive us and help us to change. In Jesus' name. We are sorry when we have put ourselves first. Forgive us and help us to change. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I invite you to join together in singing. You can remain seated. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the please come and fill us afresh with your life. Change us and mold us so that we might bring you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. We listen now to the ministry from the songsters before Isla brings us our final. Oh, Connor, before Connor and Isla bring us our final Bible reading for this morning. Songsters, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Songsters, for your ministry to us this morning. And as you've heard, it's appreciated. And the Holy Spirit has spoken to us through you. And we rejoice for that fact.
It to be the salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage.
Here's another way to put it.
You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you?
I'm putting on a light stand. I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you here on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives by opening up to others. You'll permit people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. I'm glad to see you're still wearing your blue after yesterday. A bit of a Yorkshire upset, but never mind. So today, we've talked about several things. We've seen how Jesus can change our hearts. He changed Zacchaeus' heart, and he's changed the hearts of many of us here this morning. Then we talked about how we are changed as a community, as we are changed as a family, how we are changed as a church when we are willing to listen and to act on what God says to us, of course, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And just for a few moments before we prepare to go our separate ways, I just want to think about what God sends us two. And you will have heard in the Bible reading that was brought to us wonderfully by Connor and Isla, that there was two common household items that were referred to in that Bible reading. First of which is salt. If you went down to the chippy now and you didn't put salt on your chips wouldn't taste as good as they do, would they? You know, salt brings out the flavor. And in the same way, we Christians are called to make life taste better. So I send you with these thoughts this morning. How can you make life taste better for your neighbors? For other children that you'll meet on holiday or in a few weeks' time when you go to school? How can you make life taste better for people that you work with? But there's something that we often forget about salt. It doesn't just make things taste better. It also stops things from rotting. And in days before fridges, that was really, really important. So what change can you do in society? What can you do in the world around us to make it stop going bad? How can you speak about God's ways and promote them in the world around us? God also calls us to be light. God also calls us to be light. Being a light in a dark world is about living differently from those around us who don't yet know Jesus. And according to Jesus, the light that people will see in us is the good works that we do. And those good works are not simply our actions, but also include our godly character in what we say. One Christian can make a huge difference in the life of their community. You don't need much salt to make food taste better. You don't need much light to drive away the darkness. So let's go out from here today ready to change our communities and live and work for His glory. So at the beginning of the meeting, I invited you to think of some topics of prayer. And I'm going to invite you to participate once again. And I wonder if you can shout out topics that you have for prayer. And after each of those topics, we'll join together with the response that's going to be shown in front of you. Holy Spirit, come and change this situation. Your response is, Holy Spirit, come and change this situation. So shout out topics of prayer that are on your mind. And together, in response to those, we will invite the Holy Spirit to come and work in that situation. Let's pray together. The person, Holy Spirit, come and change the situation. Holy Spirit, be with them. We will change the response. Things in the world that needs God's intervention.
An actual hardship in our community.
Holy Spirit, come and change this situation.
War in Ukraine, and all forever fears.
Holy Spirit, come and change this situation. 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 Holy Spirit, come and change this situation.
The people being oppressed by the religion of their country.
Holy Spirit, come and change this situation. Holy Spirit, come and change the situation. People who live without hope. Holy Spirit, come and change the situation. Holy Spirit, come and change this 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 situation. Let us join together in praying the prayer that our Lord and Saviour Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. And we have one song before we go our separate ways. And it's got actions. And you must stand if you're able, of course. And I'm looking out. I'm looking out for the cynics. I know who you are. But we know it well. Shine, from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. Let's join together in singing this song together. Oh, clear through the reflections. That's promising.
Shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. You know me and you love me, you feel me, so send me to shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me.
Some people are getting funky, they're getting a little bit worried.
Shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. You live in me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me. Oh, know me, love me, feel me, send me. To shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. Shine from the inside out, that the world will see you live in me. You know me and you love me, you feel me, so send me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me. Know me, love me, feel me, send me.
Very well done. Very well done. I think if I'd asked the kids to mark this week, we would have done a lot better than in previous weeks. But there's still some work to be done. I am watching you. But think of it. If you can't step out of the comfort zone inside church, what chances have you got of stepping out of the comfort zone when it comes to speaking about Jesus in the world? Let's think about it. And I bless you as we go our separate ways. As Jesus has changed your life, go into the world and change it. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.